Good morning, church. An extended greeting from Eastern Baptist Church, where I serve. We had a bit of a journey today. Just as we passed the Catholic Church, St. Barnabas, coming here, the GPS said 1 minute. And my last one started feeling sick and started throwing everything in the car. So I was looking for someone to park, and it was just chaos. So I the car and I said, what to do, God? So, and I calmed everything down, and my wife was panicking, and the devil cannot win. No, and I tried to call Hillary, and nobody could answer. I didn't receive the answer, but I said the devil could not win. No. And everything was fine. Then I rushed down here. Oh, she's fine. She's playing. It's good. Let's quickly go to the scriptures. We are going to read. We're going to read one verse in Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Then, two verses in Hebrew chapter 4. But let's start with Luke 8, 46 first. It is just nice the way King James Version put them. I'll read them in King James Version. Luke 8:46. And Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive virtue has gone out of me. And Jesus said, somebody. He did not say who. He does not give a name, but somebody have touched me. Then he went on to say how he has come to this conclusion. He said, because I perceive virtue, power, anointing is gone out of me. Somebody got something from me. I know that they did, because power is gone out of me. This is good. So let's go to Hebrews 4, verses 15 to 16, and see if we can play with these two texts and link them together. For we have not the high priest which can not be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. 16, for we have not, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, read these two texts to get one word. These two texts that I just read to get one word. And the word is touched. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. Somebody have touched me. So this is what we're going to share this morning, entitled Touch. Many years ago, there was a very familiar study that was carried out in America, was done in America, where a group of nurses were instructed by scientists for doing some research to see if there were some connection between stimulation and physical development. So they took these small babies and brought them in for test. One group of nurses were told to feed the babies and change them. What? Not do anything else. Have nothing else with them. The other group of nurses were told to feed the babies, change them, cuddle them, touch them, play with them, do everything with them, including feeding them. After a period of time, he took those babies to measure their growth. To their surprise, even though all the babies were given the same amount of food, they found out that the babies that were touched the most grew the most. They begin to understand that there were a connection between a human touch and the stimuli in our brain to stimulate growth and development. Something that has nothing to do with proteins, nothing to do with vitamins or nutrient, yet stimulate growth and development. In thinking about all that, we understand the wisdom of the Almighty God when he created everything and Adam. He said everything he created was good. The only thing that he said that was not good, it was not good for a man to be alone. Not good for a man to be alone. Everything was good. So, there was something that was missing. A man to have dominion, to have authority, to have everything, but without touch, it was not good for God. It's not good for him to be alone. So touch does not only stimulate growth and development. Touch can also be a way of communication. We don't always have to verbalize our feelings. Love can be communicated through touch, passion, emotion, all that can be communicated through touch. So what scares me now is the way we communicate now through social media. Nothing against social media, it's good. But the way we communicate now, it seems like we lost this sense of touch. So there's no feeling anymore. Everything is out there on the net. It's sometimes scary. So in the book of Hebrew, the implication, the book of Hebrew that we read, the implication here is almost like comparing the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, with the New Testament, the New Covenant. This is the implication in the book of Hebrews. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. Because under the Old Testament, there were high priests, but those high priests could not be touched. You cannot come and touch the high priest. Under the Old Testament. For example, if you 100 dead people, if your funeral director is here, if you 100 dead people, you could not touch the high priest. If you suffer or you have an infirmity such as leprosy, you could not touch the high priest under the Old Covenant. So when I was reflecting on this passage, I said, but you couldn't touch the high priest with your infirmity because of the Old Testament law. The philosophy was anyone with infirmity was declared unclean. Therefore, could not touch the high priest. But now, Jesus came under the new covenant. The most high priest who came with this new covenant. He paid the ultimate price with his blood and amending this Old Testament law so that anyone could have an access to touch him. Now, let's dig a little bit more into this story. So Jesus was going to an assignment in Jairus' house. Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. His daughter was dying, so he was begging Jesus for help to come and save his child. So going there with his disciple and the crowd, on the way, there's this woman without a name. Even the Bible didn't call her by her name. This woman just interrupted Jesus. For 12 long years, this woman suffered the issue of blood. 12 long years. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, your problem can be bigger than everything and swallow your life. When this problem first attacked this woman, she had a normal life. She had a husband, she had children, she had a job, friends, money, but the Bible says all her money finished. No doctor could heal her. She was also declared unclean by this society because the law says so. Therefore, was separated from everything she loved, from her loved one. She wasn't just losing blood. She was losing husband, children, friends, family. She was losing everything because they couldn't touch her for fear that if they touch her, they too will be declared unclean because the Lord said so. She was living in a total isolation, alienated from people she loved. She was drained, just waiting to die. Her problem took away everything. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, even strong people can be drained. Long problems have a tendency to drain you, especially if they go on and on and on. Brothers and sisters, you can have an issue that can drain you. Not only an issue of blood, like this woman. You could have an issue of pride. You could have an issue of anger. You could have an issue of lie, alcohol, drug, jealousy, you name it. All these issues can go on and on and in the circle can drain you. Will eventually make you live like this woman in total isolation. And this will separate you from everything you want to be connected with, just like this woman. This woman have come to a rock bottom. Nobody to encourage her. She did not have Victoria Park Baptist Church to build her faith. Only her own voice inside her, telling her, either you are lazy and die, or you get up and move. What I like about this woman is her strong will and faith to go and get help from Jesus. Most of the time when Jesus healed people in the Bible, he came facing people, was looking at people. But in this case, Jesus was not facing this woman. Jesus was giving his back, was going, and this woman followed, interrupted Jesus. Most of the time when Jesus performed miracle, he was coming in the direction of the person, of the victim. But in this case, Jesus wasn't coming in her direction. She was going to an assignment, a different assignment. But this woman did not sit back, even though Jesus was not coming in her direction. The devil will start whispering. To you, I'll just stay. But she did not listen to the devil. Rather, or to just wait for Jesus to initiate the miracle. She said, I will do something radical. You will never get what the Lord has for you if you just sit passive, doing nothing. We usually said, oh, I'll wait for the will of God. But in this case, it wasn't just the will of God. It was this woman's will as well, which God respected and responded to. You have a will that God respects. That is why he created us with will and ability. So we need to use that will that we have, not just wait for God to initiate the miracle. This woman break the circle of men. She break the sociological and theological restrictions and said, if I can just touch, if I but just touch Jesus. This whole crowd of people and the disciple, all following Jesus behind. She couldn't get through, but she said, if I can just touch. This woman went on following Jesus. She said, if I can just touch. This woman didn't even touch Jesus. This woman touched something that was touching Jesus. This woman touched the hem. She couldn't get through. She was crawling. She touched. All these people were following Jesus, even the disciples. Nobody touched him or drew power from him. And Jesus asked, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" And this woman said, "I did, Master. I touched you. I touched you." And everything was gone. Oh, the long 12 years of blood was gone. She was made whole. No curses, no restriction. She was set free. You can be set free today. Jesus is there. He's just waiting for you to come and touch him. He has made everything accessible. There's no more restriction. You can touch him. You can reach him anytime. You don't need a pastor. You don't need anybody special in the church to reach him. You can reach him anytime. You can reach him in the shower. You can reach him in your car. You can reach him at workplace. You can reach him when you're walking. He's there. You don't need anybody to reach him. Even in the prison, he showed himself to the disciple. Everywhere, he has made it accessible. His network never gets jammed. And he's always available when you need him in truth. The feeling of your infirmity can touch him. Your tears. Your stress, depression, afflictions can touch him. He said, your needs touches him. Your humility touches him. Not because you are unclean or clean. Not because you are good. Not because you are worthy. People evaluate you according to who you are or what you do. But he said, evaluate you according to your need. You respond not on the basis of your means, but on the basis of your needs. He said, I can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities. Sometimes, he's the only one who really knows how you feel. He's the only one. He has been wounded for our transgressions. He has been bruised by our iniquities. And with his stripes, we are healed. Look, he's here. Now, his presence is here. His name is Emmanuel, God amongst us, the God that dwells amongst us, the God that likes to hang around with you, not only in your church. He hung around with you in your house, inside your car, at workplace, everywhere. He likes to chill with you. It's this God that we serve. He said he can be touched. It's just somebody is going to touch him and be touched by him. Somebody is going to be set free. And somebody is going to climb over his or her issues. He has made it accessible. Anybody can touch him. He can be touched by the feeling. Oh, all glory to the Most High God. Amen.